The stained glass window right over there is actually inspired, like so many others, Jesus knocking stained glass windows in so many churches far and wide, from a painting from William Holman Hunt, and that painting was called The Light of the World. He conceived the idea and put it into canvas in 1851, and it is a reflection from the book Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Look, I am standing at the door and knocking. If any hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to be with them, and they will have dinner with them, and they will have dinner with me." I chose this scripture before even researching the window, and I was surprised to find out the window was based off a painting, and that painting was based off the very scripture that I had chosen. And I very much enjoyed the scripture, key why I chose it, which some of you might think is a little odd, seeing as it is out of the book of Revelation. And I don't know about you, but I've been conditioned to think the book of Revelation is all fire, brimstone, and end of the world talk, when really the book of Revelation is the writing of a man named John. Most biblical scholars, however, agree that it's not John the disciple. During a time when Christians were being persecuted by the Roman Empire, they were being arrested and even killed for their faith. John wants to tell them about a vision, a revelation he had been given. The images he uses are sometimes apocalyptic. That is, they have to do with the end of the world as we know it. A time when Jesus will come again and God will bring God's kingdom to fruition. Other times, John uses the images that are related to the Roman Empire, stuff that would have made easy and complete sense to his original audience, but much harder for us to understand living 2,000 years later. But before I go any further, I have to be honest. I was going a completely different route with this sermon when I first started writing it. But with the news of our church community being shaken with tragedy and personal loss in the last 72 hours, I started to rethink my message. You see, that stained glass window up there of Jesus knocking has me thinking very differently today than it did prior to Friday. Would I open the door of my heart to Jesus knocking? Do I even want to? I'm not sure I'm in the space to open the door right now, and there may be some of you feeling the very same way for even different reasons. For me, I'm angry and sad at the loss of two beautiful little souls and their mom, friends losing their fathers far too young. And if I'm honest with myself, the grief of sudden and unexpected death of children, or anyone for that matter, makes me have to ask the uncomfortable questions. However, I was reminded by someone Friday how important having a community is. A faith community in times of grief and tragedy. For them and myself, this specifically means the community of Highlands United Methodist Church. It is so important that we at Highlands UMC come together in the face of grief to be there for one another and to keep showing up for one another for the long term. I've heard it said and said it myself, how easy it is to offer prayers, thoughts, dinners, and visits when everything is fresh. But what about when the extended families go home? When the initial shock has worn off? Will we, this community, still be there for one another? I see this community in that stained glass window. We strive to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Will we also be like Jesus knocking? Knocking on the doors of those in this community needing help, rides to the hospital, a shoulder to cry on, someone to pray with. It is in those times of answering the door and being in relationship with Jesus and one another that we can build relationships that will open up to God's love and grace. Hear the scripture again. "Look, I am standing at the door knocking. If any hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to be with them, and will have dinner with them, and they will have dinner with me." And if you look close at that stained glass window, there's not a visible doorknob, and it seems that the only way Jesus will be allowed in to the door he's knocking is if those who dwell them dwell there, let him in. We too must make the decision to let Jesus in when we hear the knocking, even in times of questioning, hurt, and disbelief. In my own interpretation of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, I have this mental image of Jesus knocking at the door with no doorknob, and I envision those inside having a grand feast. And then a knock at the door, and everyone's looking around asking each other, "Did you invite someone else? Isn't everybody here? Should we answer it? Will we have enough food to go around for more guests?" And in the meanwhile, Jesus stands outside waiting for us to move past our questions and insecurities and just answer the door. How often are we like this when we hear Jesus knocking on our own heart's door? Are we too busy? Do we think we don't have enough to offer? Are we ashamed of the condition of our spiritual living room? What if I'm terrible at talking with God? What if I'm straight up hurt, angry? Jesus wants to be with us in the middle of our messes. And he isn't like the judgy neighbor who walks in your house and makes you feel inferior because there's a little dust on your coffee table. You don't have to clean up your heart before you let Jesus in. Jesus knocks in many forms. How do we respond when the opportunity knocks to participate in authentic community? How will we ever know if we don't at least open the door to see what is the need? Whether it is a member of our church community, school community, neighborhood community, or global community, will you open the door to your heart and let them in and join you at the table? Will you go to the place of vulnerability and hard conversations? The scripture tells us that if we let Jesus in, he will eat with us and us with him. I think that says a lot. I mean, heck, Highlands was even built on potlucks and community meals. Something I'm hoping to bring back with a little help of the garage. Shameless plug, grand opening, March 11th. Sitting and eating together has been shown to help families eat healthier, encourage meaningful conversation. God knows we all could use some meaningful conversation right about now. Jesus shared a meal with his disciples as often as possible, along with encouraging us to partake in sharing a sacred meal, communion. Will you answer the knocking? It is the simple act of sharing a meal with someone, providing a meal to someone, taking the time to really connect with someone over the meal that can be the most powerful experience one can have. Will you answer the knocking? We set up food drives for homeless, post sign-up sheets for folks to provide meals in an event of death or new life. We host church luncheons. Will you answer the knocking? We look up to that stained glass window, and we see Jesus knocking on the door, only to be opened by the one on the other side of it. Will you open the door? Will you look through the peephole first and make sure it's someone you actually want to spend your time on? Or you just open the door and welcome with open arms the one who is standing on the other side? I invite us all to listen for Jesus knocking on our heart's door. I invite us all to listen to the knocking on our hearts by those in our communities. Open the door. The table is ready. There is a meal to be shared and love to spread around. Let's answer the knock. Amen.